With you until 5 o'clock, Terry Wallace, the list manager, will be analysing North Melbourne's list in about 20 minutes' time. But before we get to team two of his list analysis on today's Trade Radio, we're going to speak with Scott Lucas, who's a busy man managing various clients throughout the AFL. And the reason we want to speak to him today and the reason we've had him on Trade Radio before is to speak about Taylor Adams. Scotty, thanks again for joining us on Trade Radio. Is there a significant update on Taylor Adams today?
Not really, Damien, no. It's been a slow couple of days with the trade period. Look, it's fair to say with Heath Shaw nominating GWS as his preferred choice, then it looks more increasingly likely that Taylor will find his way to Collingwood because it was one of his preferred options, yep, along with Geelong. But that ability for Collingwood to get the deal done seems really prevalent in this case.
Sure. You know the way this period works as well as anyone. Nothing can be locked in until it is locked in. But are we in a situation now with Taylor Adams that we can pen him in to being a Collingwood player? It's just a matter of how it's done?
Look, you never say never. It's more likely than not likely, to be honest, Damien. But as you said, we still need to get the deal done. And we have seen before that deals don't get done at the last minute or players end up somewhere else.
Scotty, why was he so open to, I suppose, a couple of options? And mainly, I suppose, it ended up eventually being more Geelong-Collingwood than the others. But we see a lot of players that are absolutely specific of going to one particular club. He seemed to be a little bit more open than some.
Yeah, look, impressed. And Terry, we were really aware of the fact that despite a player nominating his preference, if that club that you nominate doesn't have a player that the other team requires or a pick in the right area, if you were to look at an Essendon and an Adelaide this year, that's certainly the case. So we were reluctant to go down the path of just one option, and he felt very comfortable with either. And as it's turned out, I think he'll get to where he would like to go.
Scotty, the fascinating one about this, and it probably is a hard one, difficult one for you to answer, but I just want your take on it. Trying to measure up the value of the two specific players in Heath Shaw and Taylor, when one's sort of at the start of his career with so much of his career to go, one's probably near the top of his game and you know, an absolute senior player. The balance up of those, I always sort of say it's the younger player who is the more value because of the fact that he's got so much time in his career still to go. But that'll be the interesting one between the Giants and Collingwood, how they actually equate that.
Absolutely, Terry. And you're spot on. Look, Taylor has picked at pick 13 2 years ago. Nothing to suggest he won't live up to that pick.
Yep.
So therefore, you think he's worth somewhere in that vicinity. Heath Shaw, look, to GWS, who have made it very clear they want to get experienced senior players in, you have to do what is required to get that player in. So therefore, they really need to come up with something very good for Collingwood to deal with them. In saying that, somewhere in that mark is thereabouts, I would say, for Heath Shaw. I've also heard mentioned they may swap Collingwood, I think, their second-round pick with GWS's third-round pick, which would mean that, I think, Collingwood would slide eight spots and
correct,
and GWS go out. So if you were to equate that, in a sense, you're swapping Taylor Adams and Heath Shaw, and you're equating Taylor at around that 10 or 11 and Heath Shaw 18, 19. If you want to look at it like that, and I think that would be around about the mark.
Yeah, I do too.
Scotty,
yeah.
Andreas Everett, any update on his movements for 2014?
Look, too early at this stage. What he has done is sat down and met with a couple of clubs. Fair to say there was an element of coming out of the blue with the Buddy decision, and you also look at Jesse White and Mumford and how that's played out, that they need to clear some players and, more importantly for them, some cap room. So we're just assessing his options at the minute. And I think what you find also is clubs have been very focused on the V deal for them.
Yeah.
And when a player or two comes about that they hadn't necessarily planned on, they stick to their guns with their preferred option and then almost get to the next deal. But we think a player of Andreas' calibre, who was to play the games he did in the top four team, perform as he did in the finals, I think he would be a very good player at several clubs.
Are you able to tell us which clubs are showing most interest in him?
Look, at this stage, I think it's a little bit too early to say because of other clubs having other balls in court. I think it would be unfair to nominate them just yet. But we'd like to progress talks with those clubs.
Jared Lyons from Adelaide, is he still one of your clients?
Yeah, he is.
And what's going on with him? He's had his name mentioned in dispatches.
Yeah, look, he's had his name mentioned. What the case is with Jared, he is a contracted player to the Adelaide Football Club, a required player there. I think it's fair to say that Adelaide are looking at options to improve their place in the draft, as they don't have. So they're looking at other players that they might be able to explore elsewhere in order to get into the draft at an earlier stage, the first or second round level. Jared has caught up with the Melbourne Football Club, and at that stage, that is where it started and ended at the minute. It's fair to say Jared has enjoyed his time at the Adelaide Football Club, and we think at this stage he most likely will remain there.
Okay. And just one before we let you go, Scotty West, you're still representing him, aren't you? What's the latest? He had his name mentioned in an article today which has been refuted by Carlton Footy Club. Obviously he wants an AFL home of some sorts for next year by way of an ideal scenario for him. Is there an update on Scotty West?
Scott West would certainly like to get back into the AFL system. He's worked as an AFL line coach. He's also coached his own team very successfully at Werribee. We've had some discussions with clubs, but very, very early days in that regard. More discussion than formal conversations, really.
Yeah, look, I obviously know Westy very well, having coached him for so long. I would have thought that it would have been seen as an advantage, the fact that he'd come out of the system for a couple of years and actually now knows and understands what it's like to actually coach your own side. I would have thought that would have given him sort of extra bonus points almost sort of to come back into the system.
Look, Terry, you're well qualified to speak on that, having coached yourself. From someone who hasn't coached, I just think you're quite right in that you say not only has he coached as a part of a coaching group at AFL level, he's coached his own team outright. So he's seen all aspects of a coaching structure in a football department, which I think makes him a really beneficial target for any coaching department.
And Scotty, just you have got a bit to deal with in this period. Reece Stanley, there was interest from Port Adelaide in him early on. Does McAvoy exiting the club mean that it's more likely he'll stay than not now?
Oh, look, at this stage, Reece won't be going anywhere, and you make a great point, Damien, that with you need X amount of tall players on your list, and having lost McAvoy, I think he's even more vital to them.
Hey, thanks as always, Scotty, for your time on Trade Radio.
Pleasure, boys.